So a very warm welcome to Local News and Features. It's Tim and Uta, and we have four news headlines for you in batch number one. My headlines are, I'm just taking it easy, legendary Lonnie stops playing after 70 years. And my next one is, Sandra spent decades in pain, and then Facebook post changed everything. And Uta's headlines are...
Well, a nature lover is against the plan to have 900 houses built on a golf course, on an old golf course, and Eddie Hall makes a young boy's dream come true with a ride in his tank.
Okay, so we'll hear Uta's first story in a moment, but mine now is, I'm just taking it easy, says legendary Lonnie, as he stops playing after 70 years. One of Staffordshire's most beloved musicians has finally retired from performing after a career spanning over seven decades. Clive Sidney Cook, who's better known as legendary Lonnie, is known for playing in bands, running his own record store, and playing a 17-year-old... A 17-year stint as a BBC Radio Stoke presenter. The veteran rocker started his career in 1956. Aged just 14, playing with the Rocklanders, one of Stoke-on-Trent's first ever electric bands. He released his own album in 1994, Knock Me Down, Pick Me Up, which achieved success in Staffordshire and overseas in New York. Now aged 83, the Stoke-born rocker is turning his attention away from show business and towards some well-deserved relaxation. Lonnie of Hartsill told Stoke-on-Trent Live, we're all getting on a bit now. The keyboard player and the drummer both have a bit of arthritis in their fingers and wrists, so the playing is a bit less fluid and it can actually be a bit painful. We're all a bit past dragging heavy equipment back onto a van at 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, it wouldn't definitely be smart for us anyway. That's not to say we definitely never will do it again. While age might have been a factor in Lonnie's decision to stop the live shows, the dedicated performer says the real reason lies in Stoke's declining music scene. It's not like it was in the 1960s and 70s anymore, he explained. The number of venues in the city have shrunk and shrunk and shrunk. We used to play shows, several shows a week around the city for a long time, from the 50s right up until recent years. Some days we played 7 days a week. I think the culture has now changed. Plus, people are finding it more difficult to spare the money to go out and see bands play live. And of course, the age group that I've played to over the years, fans of blues, rock and roll, rockability, have kept getting older, so their numbers have been dwindling a little too. There's simply not as much demand as there used to be. Before, we'd play several shows a week, but now you're lucky to book one a month. And it's not really worth getting a band together and practicing all the time just for that. It's a real shame, really, because the loss of all our grassroots venues does have a big impact on the talent our city can produce. People tend to go to big, expensive festivals now and see artists that are already successful, but talent like that is made in the smaller venues. That's where musicians master their craft. So over to Uta, who's going to do the first story of hers for us in batch number one.
Well, and I've got this nature lover who loves the old golf course, but he slams the council plan to build 900 houses on it. An angry nature lover has lashed out against Newcastle-on-the-Lyme Borough Council after it announced plans to develop housing on Greenbelt land. Stephanie Bates has branded the proposals disgusting. Council leader Simon Tagg has unveiled plans to develop a countryside park on the former Kiel Municipal Golf Course. Under the proposal, one-third of the 69-hectare site would be used to construct 900 new homes. The council says the plans will enable them to meet government-mandated housing commitments while protecting the remainder of the quality open public space from future developments. However, some residents believe the land should be strictly off limits. Stephanie of Kiel said, I can't believe they're offering a token country park on what is already Greenbelt land. What do they even consider a country park? Some cycle lanes and swings in between rows of houses? Nothing needed doing to it anyway, but I thought the announcement meant some paths would be laid out and some things put in for kids, stuff like that. Really, it was just a cover to mask the stink bomb of a massive housing development. Distraught Stephanie says protecting the green space is vital for the well-being of both the environment and people. She explained, "It's absolutely stunning. I've spent the last few years walking there, and it's a great place to clear your head and gather your thoughts. Even through the winter, it's absolutely beautiful. It's a home to so much wildlife. We've got song thrush, owls, herons, foxes, hedgehogs, and all sorts. Greenbelt should be strictly off limits. We all need something in life, somewhere to escape. Even though I live in Kiel, I know this space offers value to lots of other people from outside of the area too. I always spot different people there, coming up to walk their dogs or just to have a stroll. People talk about mental health. There's a lot of people struggling with mental health at the moment, more than ever it seems. And the best thing you can do when you're struggling or feeling overwhelmed is to go and get some exercise and clear your head in a beautiful space like this. It's a much needed chill out space. That space should not be spoiled." Stephanie has called on the council to focus its attention on other development opportunities before resorting to greenbelt land. The 50-year-old added, "A lot of Newcastle-under-Lyme is a mess. If you go into the centre, you see that nearly all of the shops are empty. In other towns, they've developed it so there's some living accommodation alongside the shops to revive things a bit. If there's empty shops, empty buildings and brownfield land available, why even consider Greenbelt?" Newcastle-under-Lyme Borough Council is aware of Stephanie's concerns. Councillor Andy Fear, portfolio holder for strategic planning, said, "The Newcastle-under-Lyme local plan, which is now being examined by an independent planning inspector, maps out the way that our borough can grow sustainably for the next 20 years. We have held extensive public consultations of the plan, including those for the former golf course across the borough. The former joint local plan with Stoke-on-Trent, from which this administration broke away, would have seen all the former golf courses, the golf course site built on, whereas our local plan for Newcastle preserves 2/3 of it as publicly accessible green space in the form of a new countryside park. Moreover, our local plan requires that housing developments too must be designed to deliver at least a 10% biodiversity net again. We have made development on brownfield sites our priority. This can be seen from the way we are developing the former Midway car park, Ryecroft and Astley Place in the town centre. However, we also have to meet the housing targets imposed by central government, or we will leave ourselves wide open to predatory development in the borough over which we shall have no control."
So many thanks to you, Uta, for that story. So my next one now is Sandra spent decades in pain, then Facebook post changed everything. A woman who spent 3 decades living in pain, fear and social isolation says she now feels like a different person, thanks to stumbling across a Facebook post. Sandra Jepson, 66, from Newcastle-under-Lyme, has struggled with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, and diverticulitis for more than half of her life. The conditions not only caused the retired grandmother physical pain, they also led to deeply distressing and embarrassing situations. "I used to have horrendous stomach aches and bloating," explained Sandra. "Some days I couldn't even get dressed properly. I'd have to cancel events or avoid going out altogether because I was so worried I'd have an accident." Sandra recounts one particularly mortifying incident when she lost control of her bowels while out for lunch with a friend. She said, "I was wearing shorts at the time. It was utterly humiliating." That's the kind of thing that stays with you. It stops you wanting to go anywhere. Social events, concerts and holidays became a no-go zone for Sandra, and even ordinary outings turned into anxiety-inducing ordeals. But earlier this year, something changed. "I came across a post on Facebook about a supplement called Probiotics 60 Billion CFU with prebiotics by Nature's Zest," she explained. "And I was really sceptical at first. I thought it might be another company trying to rip me off, but I was so desperate to feel better, I gave it a go. Within weeks of taking the daily capsules, Sandra began to notice difference. I've only had 2 small bouts of stomach pain since, and my bloating has eased. I've lost 6 pounds, and I've got a lot more energy, and I'm sleeping better too. Honestly, I feel like a different person. I'm actually going out tonight to meet some of my old work friends for a drink, and I haven't done that in years. These days, Sandra enjoys gardening, walking her beloved Yorkshire Terrier, Rosie, and having her youngest grandson stay over at the weekend. She shares a close bond with her daughter, who is her best friend, and she finally is now able to enjoy their weekly catch-ups without any worry or pain. And Jake Shaw of family-run supplements firm Nature Zest says hearing stories like Sandra's is what makes it all worthwhile. We know how devastating gut health issues can be, and our aim has always been to help people feel better and live fully. It's wonderful to hear Sandra's story. It reminds us why we do what we do. Now, happily single and embracing life on her own terms, Sandra has a message for others who may be suffering in silence. I thought I'd just have to live life like that forever, but things can actually change. Don't give up. I got my life back, and you can too. So over to Uta, who's going to do the last story for us in batch number 1.
Well, somebody who made Mason's dream come true was Eddie Hall, because he took the boy for a ride in his tank. A 12-year-old boy's dream came true when he met his hero, Eddie Hall, and he even got to ride in the former World's Strongest Man's iconic tank. Mason Hodkinson had his magical wish granted thanks to the charity Rays of Sunshine. Mason's family was introduced to the charity following his diagnosis of spina bifida, a condition which affects his spine and nervous system and means he uses a wheelchair to get around most of the time. Gym enthusiast Mason's biggest dream was to meet the Beast and train with him. The pair met at one of Eddie's favorite gyms. It meant so much to Mason that Eddie didn't hold back because of his disability, said his mum, Kelsey Lewinsky, from Cheshire. Mason felt so confident knowing that Eddie believed in his ability in the gym. During their time together, Eddie taught Mason how to arm wrestle and guided him through an accessible gym routine, even helping him hit a new personal best on the bench press. To top off the day, the pair cruised through a McDonald's drive-thru in Eddie's iconic tank. As he climbed out, Mason beamed, "I think that's the coolest thing that will ever happen to me." The wish had an incredible impact on Mason's self-esteem and motivation. "I'll never be able to thank Eddie and Rays of Sunshine for the gift they've given my son," explained Kelsey. Since his wish, Mason has been more confident, hopeful and motivated, and is now more determined than ever to pursue his dream of becoming a fitness YouTuber. Now he and his family are encouraging others to donate to Rays of Sunshine's annual fundraiser, Ray for a Day, so that more magical wishes like his can be granted to other seriously ill children. Amy Chambers, Chief of Staff and Director of Fundraising and Communications at Rays of Sunshine, said, "We're so pleased that Mason had an unforgettable time on his wish and are grateful to his family for showing their support for our Ray for a Day campaign. We hope Mason's story inspires people across Cheshire to join us for Ray for a Day." Whether you're inspired to donate, to come up with your own fundraising event, every action counts. Together, we can make the world a brighter place for seriously and terminally ill children. Now over to you, Timbo.